It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And welcome to another edition of High School Basketball here on Kansaland Radio. You got us dialed in on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. We're back in the Big 7, and a good one on hand, as we'll have a double dip. Girls and boys, high school basketball here in the Big 7 as Hiawatha plays host to Nemaha Central here at the Roundhouse. Again, our game brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. Of course, the girls coming up in just a few minutes, and then the boys will follow in the nightcap tonight here on KMZA. Well, this is a monstrous game in terms of the girls' Big 7 standings, as right now there are five teams essentially within 2 to 3 games of the top spot. If you want to eliminate Royal Valley, Riverside, Perry LeCompton, Holton, Sabetha, Nemaha Central, Hiawatha, Jefferson West, they are all in the mix with about 3 weeks left here in the regular season. And right now this Hiawatha team controlling their own destiny. They are 6-1. They're atop of the league. They are a game up in the loss column on both Jeff West and Nemaha Central. This is a big one tonight for Nemaha Central. They're looking to win their fifth straight Big 7 league title. A loss tonight would essentially put them 2 games back of Hiawatha moving forward. Again, with about 3 weeks left in the regular season, Jeff West right there at 7-2. Nemaha Central is 5-2, so they're a couple games back in terms of the amount of games they have left to play inside the league. Hiawatha, again, atop the league at 6-1. Jeff West right there at 7-2. Nemaha Central is 5-2. Don't look now. Sabetha also 5-2. And then Holton right there at 4-3 as well. So it's a jumbled up top of the league in terms of the standings inside the Big 7 with about 3 weeks left in the regular season. And when you look at the boys' standings, when we talk about our doubleheader nightcap this evening, Nemaha Central just 1 game back, or a game and a half back, of undefeated Royal Valley in the standings. Hiawatha boys are 2-5 in Big 7 league play, 6-7 overall. But monster implications tonight in the Big 7. And the rest of the Big 7 schedule tonight, Sabetha at Riverside. Perry LeCompton is hosting Royal Valley. And, of course, here we got Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. And the other game in the Big 7 tonight is Jefferson West at Holton. Of course, that one on 103.9 KNZA and also on the MSCSports.net website for the Holton channel as well. We'll get you the starting lineups momentarily. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. The starting lineups in the tip-off for the girls' game is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Our double dip of Big 7 League basketball begins with the girls' contest. Hiawatha hosting Nemaha Central. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we'll start with the road team in Nemaha Central. They'll go Mackenzie Henry, a 5'6 senior guard. Also in the backcourt, Taryn Ganstrom is a 5'4 senior. And then three down low, Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior. Addie Holthouse, the leading scorer, a 5'10 junior. And then Cassidy Ruffman, a 5'11 senior. So for Haddon Hilchin, the head coach for Nemaha Central, they sit at 9-4 and 5-2 in Big 7 League play. It's Henry, Ganstrom, Larkin, Holthouse, and Ruffman. For the number 6 ranked Hiawatha Lady Redhawks in Class 3A at 12-1 overall and 6-1 in Big 7 League play, they go like this. Lakin Leipold is a 6-foot senior in the post. Also, Bailey Pierce is a 5'7 senior. Clara Lindstrom, a 5'7 senior, our reigning athlete of the week. Darcy Lears is a 5'8 junior, and Sarah Madsen is a 5'11 senior. So for Brady Jasper's crew, it's Leipold, Pierce, Lindstrom, also Lears, and Madsen. These two teams met back in December, and Hiawatha got that victory 46-38. Nemaha Central swept the contest last season in two tries. Hiawatha has the first one here in 21-22. And Nemaha Central, again, really needs this one. They have won four straight Big 7 League titles. A loss tonight would put that streak in jeopardy, would drop them two back of this Hiawatha team in the standings with about 3 weeks left in the regular season. All-white uniforms for the home Redhawks, the all-purple uniforms for the Thunder. Nemaha Central from left to right, Hiawatha from right to left. We're live from the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. Tip-off is up, and we are underway. First possession controlled by the Road Dogs, Nemaha Central. Holthouse in the corner, gets it back to Ganstrom. Now it's Mackenzie Henry up top. Larkin kicks left side. Ganstrom steps through two, fires a floater, and it's good from the left elbow. Good start for Nemaha Central. Taryn Ganstrom, the 5'4 senior, gets the Thunder on the board, 8-2 lead. Now here's Hiawatha's first possession of the game. Lindstrom, our reigning athlete of the week, kicks it into the right corner with Madsen. Now up top to Pierce. Pierce drives, floater with the right hand, kissing it off the window. Bailey Pierce for two, and we're tied at two. 40 seconds into the game. Both these teams want to show pressure in the full court. Hiawatha doing that right now, but Nemaha Central doing a good job getting it up the floor. Ganstrom settles in the half court. Now here's Henry, right side on the wing, dribbling towards the wing, and then she hop stepped after picking up her dribble and is charged with a travel. First turnover by Nemaha Central. A minute into this ball game, we're tied at two. Here's Pierce, Lindstrom, left side, it's Lears for three, got it. Darcy Lears, the 5'8 junior from downtown, a 5-2 Hiawatha lead just over a minute into the ball game. Nemaha Central getting it up the floor once again. It's Ella Larkin stopping and popping from 10 and cashing. Ella Larkin breaking the pressure and pulling up from just inside the free throw line and making it look easy and getting her team back to within one. 5-4 Hiawatha. Here's Lindstrom, a floater. In and out, no good. Rebound Nemaha Central. Ella Larkin, the leading rebounder for Nemaha Central, collects her first, averaging 7 rebounds per game this season. Once again, Nemaha Central doing a good job against this pressure. They get it into the half court with Larkin on the right wing. Steps into the elbow, now kicks it up top. It's Ganstrom, lost it in the backcourt, but saved it from going over the midcourt stripe. Now it's Holthouse in the right corner, doubled, skips it to Ganstrom. Deep left wing three on the way, short, and a rebound for Hiawatha. That one cleared by Leipold. 5-4 Hiawatha, still early portions of the first quarter. Here's Lindstrom, ball fake, steps in, nice kick inside. It's Leipold who lays it in for two, with Lindstrom getting the assist on that one. It's a 7-4 Hiawatha lead. Here's Holthouse, a quick pull-up in transition from the left baseline, no good. Larkin, the offensive rebound. Henry, a three that's no good. And who's there again? Ella Larkin. Two offensive rebounds on that possession, and she cleans up the second one for two. And she's already got 4 points and 3 rebounds. It's 7-6 Hiawatha. Just over 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Good pace. Lindstrom left side. It goes to Pierce. Now they go inside. Madsen turns. Good extra pass. Madsen again. A right corner three is no good. Chasing it in the corner is Pierce for the rebound. And then throws it off a Larkin and out of bounds. And Hiawatha keeps. Just under 5 minutes to go first quarter. And the Red Hawks with a 7-6 lead. Over the top it goes, now back into the corner with Lindstrom. Skips it high right to Darcy Lears. Now it's Pierce, drives. Blocked out by Rethman. They'll kick it back into the right corner with Sarah Madsen, a two-time All-Big Seven league performer. Lindstrom, they leave her open, a left corner three is good. Clara Lindstrom, our reigning athlete of the week, who put up monster numbers in the midseason tournament last week, gets her first three tonight. There's a missed shot by Rethman inside. Holthaus fighting for it. Finally collects and another offensive rebound for Nemaha Central. Now we get a whistle and a foul. They got Larkin at the free throw line. They fouled her at the free throw line. It's on the floor. It's Lears who picks up the foul in the first on either side. 4:22 left first quarter. It's a 10-6 Hiawatha lead. Holthaus, top of the key, it goes to Larkin, nearly had it knocked away. But gets it back, now Holthaus, a nice ball fake, gets inside, shot up, no good, short, rebound Hiawatha. That one cleared by the senior Leipold. Ball gets deflected out of bounds, last touch by Nemaha Central. And Hiawatha keeps, first sub into the game. And we'll get our first sub into the game. Hiawatha with the basketball, a four-point lead. Nemaha Central nearly coming away with a steal right there. Now we get a whistle and a foul after a Nemaha Central steal. They get Lindstrom with her first, team foul number two. Nemaha Central getting it back, down four, over the halfway point here in the first quarter. Gannstrom right side, now they go inside to Holthaus, turns, fires, banks it in with the right hand. Addie Holthaus, 13 points and 6 rebounds per game. She's on the board for two, and it's a two-point Hiawatha lead. Lindstrom splits a double team, looking to kick into the right corner, deflected and stolen by Gannstrom. Gannstrom trying to get it up the floor, and it's deflected out of bounds, but Nemaha Central will keep. Down two, 3:24 left first quarter. Score is 10-8, Hiawatha. Gannstrom, left corner. Henry open for three, and she rattled it home. Mackenzie Henry from downtown. And Nemaha Central jumps in front 11-10 at 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Lears, top of the key, left side it goes to Lindstrom. Now they go into the left corner with Madsen. Wants a baseline drive, cut off very quickly by Holthaus. And now Holthaus knocking that one away, and Gannstrom comes away with a steal. And then Gannstrom falls to the floor, and it leads to an easy bucket after a Hiawatha steal. Lears for two, she's got five. Hiawatha back in front, 12-11. Here's Rethman inside, and correction, that's Larkin. She is bumped and fouled. It's on the floor. Team foul number three against Hiawatha. This one on Pierce, her first. Josie Delaney, the 5'5 junior, going to check in, replacing Pierce for Hiawatha. And the Red Hawks leading by one, 12-11, 2:40 left here in the first. Another deflected pass out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by the Thunder, so it's their third turnover here in the first quarter. Hiawatha gets it back, leading 12-11, under 2:40 left here in the first. Dealing with some pressure, Lindstrom gets it across the timeline, just barely, and gets caught in a double team, but gets it away to Lears at the free throw line. She nearly had it knocked away, but they'll reset. Nemaha Central team priding themselves on defense, and right when I say that, easy pass inside, layup good for Leipold. She's got four. 14-11, Hiawatha. Here's Larkin. Gets up the floor, breaks the pressure. Now Gannstrom on the right wing. Drops it to Holthaus in the paint. Now Larkin, a right side baseline drive. Her shot is short. Holthouse gets the miss. No good. Then a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. And I think it's on Nemaha Central. So they got Ella Larkin with her first. And is the first team foul on Nemaha Central. 14-11. Red Hawks in front by three, under 2 minutes to go here in the first. For the amount of pressure both of these teams have shown in the full courts, we got good pace. They've both done pretty good jobs of breaking that pressure for the most part. Here is Delaney, who just checked in, high left on the wing. Now wants to go right side to Lindstrom. They'll play back and forth a little bit as Ganstrom nearly got a fingertip on it to force a steal. On the Red Hawks with Pierce. Now Madsen will pull. No good. And a rebound for Ganstrom. Ganstrom bounces it up the floor to Larkin. Top of the key, over the head pass, into the corner. Now Ganstrom quickly inside. Holthouse turns, fires, and banks it in. Addie Holthouse now with four. 14-13. Hiawatha by one. Another deflected pass and another steal by Ganstrom. Third turnover by Hiawatha. Larkin wants to push the pace. Looking for Holthouse inside. Shot up is good. Addie Holthouse again. Nice find by Ella Larkin. And a quick 4-0 spurt by Nemaha Central gives them the lead back at 15-14. Now at 45 seconds left here in the first. Here's Lears inside. Tripped up and fouled. It's on the floor. Team foul number two by Nemaha Central. Get a quick sub into the game. Hiawatha with it, 40 seconds remaining. See how they want to play this possession, down one. And Madsen's going to fire a three, that's no good. Rebound Mackenzie Henry. Now Nemaha Central with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter can play for the final shot. But Ganstrom wants to push, and she threw it away. As Lindstrom comes away with a steal. Down to 20 seconds left. Into the right corner with Lears. They'll reset up top with Delaney. It's back to Lears. Now 13 seconds to go. Hiawatha now can certainly hold for the final shot. Lears in the right corner. Now it's Delaney. A floater at the right wing. It's no good. It's an air ball and then slapped out of bounds underneath. With 2 seconds to go, it'll be Nemaha Central basketball leading 15-14. Now they got to go the length of the floor. 2 seconds, you can certainly get a shot up. Ganstrom from 75 feet just grazed the net, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. So high scoring and back and forth, multiple lead changes. It's the road team, Nemaha Central, a 15-14 lead. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Why give to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital or Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation? Give because you care and because we care. Your children were born here. A grandparent spent a month here. Many lives have been saved here, and you probably know many of them. We often forget the impact healthcare has on our lives unless we're in the center of a medical emergency. Donations to the hospital and foundation are tax deductible. You can play an important role in the strength and growth of the hospital by making a gift during your lifetime. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Second quarter. Good pace through the first 8 minutes. Nemaha Central, a 15-14 lead here at Hiawatha. Big 7 league contest. Huge league standing implications tonight with these two. Beautiful feed inside, but a missed layup. No good by Madsen. And a rebound for Holthouse, trying to push the pace. Ganstrom, Holthouse, a straight-on three in transition is nothing but net. Addie Holthouse from downtown, and she's got 9 already in the first half, a 4-point Nemaha Central lead at 18-14. Just getting going in the second quarter. Here's Pierce up top to Delaney. Now Pierce back in the right corner. They want Madsen inside. Over the top pass, deflected a couple times, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Larkin. The Red Hawks will keep. Lindstrom will throw it in right side of her own backboard. Red Hawks down 4-18-14. 50 seconds into the second quarter. Pierce, a drive. Shot up no good, but a foul. And Henry picks up the foul. Again, her first team foul number three, so this is Bailey Pierce to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw short, no good. 7:07 until halftime, 18-14, Nemaha Central. Darcy Lears will check back in for Hiawatha, replacing Madsen. Pierce in the early going, 2 points and a rebound. And in and out on the second, no good. She goes 0-2. And a rebound for Ella Larkin. Here's Henry Larkin, Holthouse left corner. Still holding it there, back to the top of the key with Henry. Now Gamstrom right side, zone defense here by Hiawatha. Larkin for two, no good. And a rebound for the Red Hawks, it's Delaney. Delaney swings it right. Lears in the corner, wants to drive baseline, gets underneath the basket. Now gets it back out to the top of the key. This is Pierce, bouncing it to Lindstrom. Works right, lost it, underneath, and a steal by Larkin. Fourth turnover by Hiawatha. Here's Gamstrom, right down Broadway. Left side pass to Henry, gets it back left wing. Nice ball fake to the free throw line is Gamstrom. Now Larkin on a right side drive, and her shot is no good. Gets her own rebound and goes up and is fouled. So Ella Larkin will shoot two. And it's Lindstrom who has picked up her second foul. As Ella Larkin now will shoot two, off on the first, no good. She is a 55% free throw shooter. As a team, Nemaha Central at 51% this season. Larkin, though, the leading rebounder for this team. At 7.4 rebounds per game, she goes 0-2. And the rebound finally chased down in the corner by Delaney for Hiawatha. So these two teams are combined 0-4 from the free throw line here in the first half. 2 minutes gone by, second quarter, 18-14, Nemaha Central. Here's Madsen, top of the key. Works it right side. It goes to Abby Elfner, who is now in the ball game, a 6'1 sophomore. Madsen steps right. Now kicks to Pierce on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Elfner again. And the pass inside deflected, and it's another Gamstrom steal. Here's Henry in the right corner. And this one's splattered away in the backcourt and nearly stolen by Lears, but out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. So a quick sub back into the game. It's Cammie Dollinghouse for Nemaha Central. The freshman getting some PT here in the first half. So here's Larkin at the free throw line. A shot up after nobody got on her. No good, but Dollinghouse with the rebound, and she puts it in for two. Cammie Dollinghouse makes it 20-14, Nemaha Central, and will try to get one more to cap off a three-point play. Lake and Leipold back into the game for Hiawatha, replacing Madsen. So a good spurt here by Nemaha Central. Lead is now 6. Free throw up and no good, and a offensive rebound for Ella Larkin. Will fire to Holthouse, who misses a 15-foot jump shot, and a rebound by Elfner for the Red Hawks. 20-14, Thunder in front. 3 minutes gone by, second period. Here's Pierce, top of the key. Now Lears turns down a three, splits two, and she's going to be called for a travel. Drove in from the left wing and tried to hop step between two defenders and got called for the travel. Now 6 turnovers for Hiawatha here in the first half. It's a 6-point lead. Dollinghouse, left baseline. Now Holthouse, a good pass to Henry from downtown. Short. Trying to fight for her own rebound and out of bounds, and it's going back to Hiawatha. As Madsen will check back in for the Red Hawks, replacing Abby Elfner. So Hiawatha now going the full length of the floor, having to deal with this full court pressure as Delaney works it up the floor. Gets it to Pierce on the right side, nearly lost it out of bounds. But collects, drives baseline, kicks it back up top to Leipold, swings it left wing. Now they reverse it back to the right wing. Madsen, top of the key. One dribble right, they go inside. Madsen trying to get it back, top of the key. Ball deflected, bodies on the floor. Dollinghouse jumps on it. We get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow will go back to Nemaha Central. Another turnover by Hiawatha. Seventh in the half, fourth in the quarter. And it's a 20-14 Nemaha Central lead as both teams have, particularly Hiawatha, they've gone a little bit cold here in the second quarter. And then Dollinghouse trying to receive a pass by Ganstrom, but too much on it, and that one is thrown away. Five turnovers now for Nemaha Central, and it goes back to Hiawatha. Here is Delaney up the floor. She is bumped on the right wing and is fouled. They get Ganstrom with her first. Team foul number four. Coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter. It's a 6-point Nemaha Central lead at 20-14. Thunder led 15-14 after one, and Hiawatha's scoring drought continues here in the quarter. Larkin deflects a pass, comes away with a steal, and then a timeout's going to be called by Haddon Hilchin. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, our game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you from the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. Both of these teams right towards the top. Hiawatha leading the Big 7 right now with a 6-1 league record. Nemaha Central, a game back at 5-2. Jeff West is 7-2. So they're right in the mix as well, along with Sabetha and Holton. Sabetha's at 5-2. Holton is 4-3. So only 3 weeks left in the regular season. This is a very important game as Nemaha Central has won four straight Big 7 league titles. A loss here tonight would put them two games back with about 2.5 weeks left in the regular season. Could see a new champ. But Holthouse works it inside. Beautifully done out of the timeout. And Holthouse has been a problem here in the first half. She's got 11 of the 22, and it's an 8-point lead at 22-14. Now Hiawatha really struggling with this pressure, and they throw another one away. Holthouse comes away with a steal. Bounces it to Henry, top of the key. Now Ganstrom right side. Holthouse, nice extra kick. Now they want Larkin inside. Fades away, shot no good. And a rebound by Leipold, and then she is fouled. Or correction, I think Hiawatha gets a timeout. It's a full, we'll follow suit. 3:07 until halftime. Nemaha Central looking good here in the second quarter, leading the Redhawks 22-14. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Hiawatha with the basketball, trailing Nemaha Central by 8, 22-14. We got 3 minutes left until halftime. Hiawatha has not scored in the second quarter. And Dollinghouse is going to be called here for a foul. It's her second, team foul number 5. Hiawatha will throw it in. Lindstrom into the left corner with Mattson. And I want to set up Lindstrom, a left corner three, not this time. And a battle for the rebound brought down by Mattson. They'll reset. Here's Lindstrom again, left corner. Wants to drive and is going to push off on Gamstrom, and it's an offensive foul. And that is a big foul as Lindstrom now has three, and she's going to have to come out of the game. Bailey Pierce will check in for her. So that is a big foul. If Nemaha Central can take advantage for the final 2:40 until halftime. Leading scorer for Hiawatha, saddled with three fouls. There's a missed shot inside, and a rebound for Hiawatha. As Delaney works it up the floor, left side to Pierce. Delaney gets it back up top. Back to Pierce. They left her open for three. Got it. Big shot, Bailey Pierce. She's got five. First points of the quarter for Hiawatha. And the lead is five for Nemaha Central at 22-17. Holthaus works around a double team, gets Henry. She'll drive baseline, cut off short corner. Back to Holthaus, high left. Now Gamstrom, top of the key. They work it inside. Good kick to Henry in the corner. Now skip back to Gamstrom, top of the key. Gamstrom bounces it to Larkin. Inside to Holthaus. Layup no good, and a rebound for Hiawatha. And a chance to work it in transition. It's Pierce up the floor, but Nemaha Central doing a great job getting back in transition. But they leave Pierce unmarked. For three, it's no good, and a whistle and a rebound. It's going to be against Mattson on the rebound attempt. So it goes back to Nemaha Central. Mattson picks up her first, and that is the seventh team foul. So that's going to put Nemaha Central at the line for a 1-1. It'll be Mackenzie Henry to shoot this 1-1. As Abby Elfner's back into the game for the Redhawks. Down to 1:38 until halftime. 22-17, Nemaha Central. Gamstrom, or I should say Henry at the line, is a 50% foul shooter. She missed the free throw. And a rebound for Pierce for Hiawatha. Trying to get it up the floor quickly. Deflected out of bounds. It's last touch by Delaney. And another turnover for Hiawatha. Now 8 second quarter turnovers. 11 in the game. And only down 5, though, at 22-17 with under 90 seconds to go until halftime. There's a near steal, but out of bounds. Nemaha Central will throw it in. Far sideline. Still got to get it across the midcourt stripe. Holthaus slings it into Larkin. Gets it off to Gamstrom. Now back to Henry, top of the key. Gamstrom left side. They get it to Holthaus, a left corner three. Too strong. Larkin trying to get the rebound, and it's out of bounds, and it'll go back to Hiawatha. At 1:14 to go in the second quarter. See if they can trim away a little bit. Down 5 at 22-17. Nemaha Central showing that pressure in the full court. Delaney works it up the floor. On right side to Lears. They nearly threw it away again, but Delaney able to keep it from going out of bounds. Guarded by Holthaus. Left side it goes to Pierce on the wing. Back to Leipold, top of the key. Lazy pass, out of bounds. Last touch by Delaney, and another turnover for Hiawatha. 51 seconds until halftime. 22-17, Nemaha Central. A Thunder defense giving up under 34 points per game. And they have shown that prowess here in the second quarter. There's a pass deflected out of bounds, looking for Henry in the corner. So they'll reset with 40 seconds to go. Henry gets it in. Wants to get it back into the corner and does. She'll fire a three. It's good. Mackenzie Henry. 6 points on two threes here in the first half. 25-17, Nemaha Central. Down to 26 seconds left until halftime. Another deflected pass and another steal. They want to get it up the floor. It's Holthaus who's bumped and it's knocked out of bounds. No foul, but it will be Thunder basketball with 19 seconds left. They lead it 25-17 in what's been a fairly dominant second quarter. Henry again, a heat check, short, but a rebound for Larkin. She missed it, gets her own miss, and she's trying to get it out to somebody, and she threw it away. Down to 7 seconds. Hiawatha an opportunity. It's Lears, right side to Pierce. Down to 2 seconds, a deep three, short, and that's the end of the first half. Nemaha Central And not a near must win, but to keep pace towards the top of the standings, leading here at Hiawatha 25-17 at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Nemaha Central 25, Hiawatha 17. Halftime is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in to our Big 7 double dip tonight. Girls game at the half, and it's Nemaha Central on the road with a 25-17 lead. Let's get you the first half numbers in this one. We'll start with Nemaha Central and a great first half for Addie Holthaus. 11 points to go along with 3 rebounds. Mackenzie Henry knocked in a couple of threes. She has 6. Ella Larkin has 4. Taryn Ganstrom has 2. Also, Cammy Dollinghouse has 2 points as well. Ella Larkin, the leading rebounder, averaging over 7 rebounds per game. She had 8 first-half rebounds, multiples on the offensive end, and she has been a problem in the rebound category all season and already has 8 rebounds in the first half. Nemaha Central had 6 turnovers, but they were 0-4 from the free throw line. These two teams combined to go 0-6 at the free throw line. Hiawatha missed their 2 opportunities as well. Nemaha Central out-rebounding Hiawatha 14-11. Hiawatha committed 13 turnovers in the first half, and 10 of those were in the second quarter alone. Nemaha Central turned it over 6 times. Hiawatha, their leading scorer is Bailey Pierce and Darcy Lears. They each have 5. Lakin Leipold has 4. Clara Lindstrom has 3, but she was saddled with foul trouble in the first half. Our reigning athlete of the week, averaging 15 points per game this season. Again, just 3 in the first half to go along with 3 fouls. Again, it's 25-17. Nemaha Central. We'll have more after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey,
it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs or large construction jobs. But Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. PineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
As we continue on here at halftime, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, girls game is right now 25-17 in favor of the road team, Nemaha Central. Hiawatha, though, leading the Big 7 with a 6-1 record. Nemaha Central right there, though, at 5-2. So this is a big one. Jeff West also in the mix at 7-2. So if Nemaha Central can pull out the win here on the road, they would be tied with Hiawatha in the standings. And also Jeff West in action tonight. They are at Fulton, a game you can hear on 103.9 KNZA and also at the Fulton channel, mscsports.net. That's a big one tonight between Jeff West and Fulton. As, again, coming down the home stretch here in the regular season, we do got some girls' finals from tonight in the TBL. A couple of scores that are in. It's Onega over Wetmore, 44-37. Donovan West, a big winner at home against Axtell, 58-25. Northeast Kansas League score. Again, these are girls' scores. ACCHS, they get their 12th win as they knock off Moore Hill, 45-23. And then a non-league game, Marysville, 44-43 over Riley County. So a few scores from the early slate. Some of these games were pushed up due to the possible winter weather tonight. So some of these games getting off to earlier starts than normal. Again, our score here at the half, 25-17, Nemaha Central. One final 90-second timeout. We're back for the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Hillman in studio, Braden Tabman from the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha. Home team Redhawks trailing Nemaha Central 25-17 as we get set to start the second half of play. Nemaha Central needing a win to tie or to get into a tie with Hiawatha. With a 6-2 league record, a win for Hiawatha would put them two games front in front as Mattson will fire a quick three and knock it down. Good start. Sarah Mattson from downtown makes it 25-20. Nemaha Central by 5, 15 seconds into the third. Here is Henry. Now it's Ganstrom, top of the key. Now Holtow, short corner left, caught in a double team, spins, gets away from it, back to Ganstrom. Ganstrom bouncing one from the elbow, back to the top of the key. Now Henry, left side pass into the corner to Holthaus. Ganstrom high left, they go inside to Larkin, bouncing it to Holthaus, short corner. Now Larkin gets it back near the elbow, had it knocked away, and a Hiawatha steal. Seven turnovers now by Nemaha Central. Here's Lindstrom with three fouls, floater from the right corner, no good, and a rebound by Cassidy Rethman. Here's Henry up the floor. Ganstrom left side. Back to Henry, top of the key. Still a zone defense for Hiawatha. Now Holthaus, left corner. Fires a long two. Left it short. Rebound for Ella Larkin. Another rebound for Larkin. Here's Ganstrom pulling up. Short from the free throw line. Guess who? It's Larkin again. And she's fouled. They're going to call it on the floor, but that's already 10 rebounds in the game for Ella Larkin. She picks up two right there. First foul on either side. It's Leipold who picks up her first. 6:42 left, third quarter, 25-20, Thunder by 5. Here's Henry, right side, now Ganstrom, top of the key. Fakes inside, goes back to Henry on the wing. They play back and forth with it. Now Ganstrom looking left, bouncing it to Rethman inside on the block. Difficult shot, no good. It rolls off the rim, and a rebound for Lindstrom. Lindstrom wants to go coast to coast. It's off her knee, picks it up on the block, and then throws up a shot. No good, but is fouled and will shoot two. Kind of a lucky bounce for Lindstrom to get that back by her feet. The foul is on Holthaus, her first. So Clara Lindstrom to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw is good. That's the first made free throw of the game by either team. They were combined 0 of 6 at halftime. Four for Lindstrom. She goes 1-for-2, left it short. On the second, Henry the rebound for Nemaha Central. 25-21. The lead is now just 4. Thunder with it and that 4-point lead. Here's Larkin at the free throw line. Turns, thought about a shot instead. Gets it to Henry in the right corner. Now Holthaus right there. Now it's Henry on the wing. Bouncing it up top. Now Larkin at the elbow. One dribble inside. Pulls up from 10. No good. Rebound to Hiawatha. Lears collects that one. Gets it up the floor to Pierce. Right side on the wing. Waist high dribbles with the right hand. Beautiful feed inside. Shot up is good. And the foul. It's Lakin Leipold now with 6 and a chance to cap off a 3-point play. 25-23. It's a 6-0 run to start the quarter by Hiawatha. Leipold for the 3-point play. Missed the free throw. Rebound Rethman. So a 2-point Nemaha Central lead at 25-23, a 6-0 start to the quarter by the Redhawks as Rethman has it top of the key. Now they swing it to Holthaus. Left corner for 3. It's short. And a rebound for Mattson. Momentum Hiawatha. Chance to tie or take the lead. Mattson got away with a walk. Gets it off to Lindstrom. Her floater from the baseline is no good. Pierce with an offensive rebound. Now another missed shot by Leipold is no good. And Holthaus with that miss. and a whistle. And I think we get a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 5:08 left here, third quarter. 25-23. The Nemaha Central lead is down to two. It's a 6-0 start to the second half by the Red Hawks. Leipold, the leading scorer for the Red Hawks, with six. They got Pierce with five, Lears with five, Lindstrom with four. Holtouse, the leading scorer for Nemaha Central and in the game. She's got 11. Henry has six. Larkin has four. Larkin doing her damage in the rebound category with 10 already in this ballgame. Still early portions of the third. In Monster League implications tonight, Nemaha Central with a win would put both of these teams at 6-2 in the league standings. A Hiawatha win would put them at 7-1 and then drop Nemaha Central to 5-3. So this is a huge game against Nemaha Central. They have won the last four Big 7 league titles. Trying to make it five straight. A win tonight would certainly help that cause. Here's Ganstrom at the top of the key, bouncing one to Holthouse in the right corner. She'll drive baseline, got caught in a double team, knocked into the corner, picked up by Lindstrom. Another steal for Hiawatha. Lindstrom left side on the wing, stops there. Now top of the key to Lear. She'll drive, layup no good, but she drew the foul, will shoot two. Has a chance to tie the game from the charity stripe. They get Rethman with this foul, her first, team third. So it's Lears at the line. First free throw up and good. Six now in the game for Darcy Lears. Makes it 25-24. Chance to tie it. And she does. Seven for Lears. We're tied at 25. 4:35 left here in the third quarter. Lindstrom's going to come out. Again, she has three fouls. So managing her time well here in the second half, as it's Delaney who will check in for it. An 8-0 start to the quarter by Hiawatha to tie the game at 25. Here's Henry, top of the key. Rifles a pass to Holthouse, left corner. Gets knocked to the floor, and it's going to be a foul. Just the second team foul. Stops the clock at 4:20. As Leipold picks up her second, Cammy Dollinghouse will check in for Nemaha Central. Rethman will take a breather. 25-25. 8-0 run here to start the third quarter for Hiawatha. After they were down 25-17 at the half, they have tied it. Again, at 4:20 left here in the quarter. Here's Larkin at the top of the key. And she's trying to dribble around the arc from left to right, and she's going to be called for a carry. Third turnover in the quarter. 9 in the game from Nemaha Central. Hiawatha will get it back with a chance to take the lead. Haven't had a lead since late in the first quarter. But a chance to do it here. Break the pressure up the floor with Delaney. In between the rings out high. Right side pass to Pierce on the wing. Nemaha Central right now in a 1-2-2 zone, or either a 3-2 zone, but they have Dollinghouse up top. Here's a floater in the lane that's no good, but an offensive rebound by Pierce will keep it alive. Second chance opportunity here for Hiawatha. Tied at 25, under 4 minutes left here in the third. Here's Madsen in the right corner. Back to Delaney on the wing. Tries to split a defender, kind of hesitates, and her shot is blocked at the rim by Larkin, and another rebound for Larkin. Gets it to Henry up the floor. Nice pass to Ganstrom, now to Dollinghouse, back to Henry here on the left wing, stop and pop, a little floater from 10 is no good, backside rebound collected by Dollinghouse, now she's trapped in the short corner and steps out of bounds and will turn it over. Four turnovers here in the quarter by Nemaha Central, after just six total turnovers in the first half. Under 3:20 to go here in the third, we're tied at 25. Hiawatha with a long stretch in the second quarter without scoring. Now Nemaha Central has not scored. Nearly 5 minutes into the third, and a whistle and a foul as Lears goes down. as Larkin picks up her second. Or correction, that's now three on Ella Larkin. And team foul number four. Madsen on the block, kicks it to Pierce in the right corner. Bounces one top of the key to Lears. Now the reset up top with Josie Delaney, who had it knocked away and a steal by Gamstrom. Gamstrom's been all over the place defensively tonight, and then she trips near midcourt, but picks it up, gets it off to Larkin. Now Henry, left corner three, book it. Mackenzie Henry, her third triple, she's got nine. And Nemaha Central back in front, 28-25, their first points here in the second half. Plenty of ebbs and flows in this game. Delaney at the elbow, kicks it left corner. Now they go back top of the key with Bailey Pierce. 2:25 and counting, third quarter. Here's Pierce. Left her feet awkwardly, and they're going to call her for a travel. She hits the floor before passing it away. Reagan Garrity checking back in for Nemaha Central, replacing Larkin. Also, Lindstrom back in for the Redhawks as she replaces Lears. 2:21 here left in the third. It's a 28-25 Nemaha Central lead. They led it 15-14 after one and 25-17 at halftime. Hiawatha scored the first 8 points here in the third to tie it back up, and Nemaha Central just getting their first bucket as Gamstrom drives, splits two, and lays it in with the right hand. Gamstrom now with four, the lead back to five at 30-25, so after an 8-0 start for Hiawatha, Nemaha Central has scored the last five to regain a 5-point lead. 1:50 to go here in the quarter. Lindstrom, they leave her open, don't want to do that, and she knocks it down. A right wing three, good by our reigning athlete of the week, Clara Lindstrom. She's got seven. The lead is two. 30-28, Nemaha Central. Coming up on 90 seconds left in the corner. Here's Holthouse inside. Banks it in. Fading away from the bucket. 13 for Addie Holthouse. 32-28, Nemaha Central. Under 90 seconds to go here in the third. Here's Delaney, left side. Lost it off her knee, but collects. Gets it off to Madsen, left corner. Now left side to Pierce. Lindstrom works it down inside. Now they kick it back up top to Pierce. Pierce, knee-high dribbles, nearly had it knocked away, but now Lindstrom gets it back. Baseline drive, floater with the right hand, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath the bucket, finally picked up far side by Gamstrom. She wants to push the tempo. Gets inside, all the way, layup no good. Leipold with the rebound, and now a whistle and a foul. As they get Gamstrom, that's your classic frustration foul, as Gamstrom had a layup, missed it, and just kind of aggressively went in for the steal, but they're going to get you 9 times out of 10 there. It's the second foul on Gamstrom, fifth in the second half. We're down to 53 seconds left in the quarter. 32-28, Nemaha Central's lead is 4. Expected this one to be tight, certainly has been. It's been a game of runs. As Nemaha Central dominated the second quarter, but Hiawatha's kept pace here in the third. Here's Madsen, right side. Now Delaney at the top of the key, steps in for a long two. It's no good. Rebound Holthouse. And now Holthouse has it taken away. Another steal. And a layup inside is no good by Lindstrom. And out of bounds. And last touch by the Redhawks. It'll go back to Nemaha Central. With 20 seconds left here in the quarter. 32-28. Thunder. They can play for the final shot. They get it up the floor. It's Dollinghouse. Set it back up with Gamstrom. Haddon Hilchin, the head coach, saying, let's play for one. Lindstrom gets a steal in the backcourt. Now an opportunity here for the Redhawks with 4 seconds to go. They get it, and a foul's going to be called as Lears had to put up an awkward shot with about a second to go. And she's going to shoot 2 free throws as they get Mackenzie Henry with the foul. Her second, team foul number 6. So less than a second to go, it's Lears to shoot 2. And the first free throw rims out, no good. 32-28, Nemaha Central by 4. With less than a second left here in the third. Second is good by Lears. She's got 8 in the ball game, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. A 3-point affair as we head to the final 8 minutes. It's Nemaha Central 32, Hiawatha 29. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
KMZA.
Big time matchup in the Big 7, Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. And the Thunder on the road, leading here at the Roundhouse, 32-29 as we get set for the final 8 minutes. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. A win for Nemaha Central would put them in a tie with Hiawatha with 6-2 league records. But a loss would put the Thunder 2 games back in the standings. About 3 weeks left in the regular season. Holthouse inside, shot up and good. Nicely done out of the break. Holthouse with 15 to lead all scores, and the lead is 5 for Nemaha Central at 34-29. Hiawatha scored the first 8 points of the third and outscored Nemaha Central 12-7 in the third period. Here's Pierce inside. Difficult shot. Floater with the right hand over two defenders is good. Pierce has 7, her first bucket in the second half, and now Lindstrom's coming away with a steal on the inbounds and a foul, and two free throws are going to be coming up here for Lindstrom. As they got the foul on Henry, who now has 3, team foul number 7, Lindstrom to shoot 2. And the first one is good by Lindstrom. She has 8. She scored 64 points in the midseason tournament last week and hit a school record 7 threes in a game. She's 2 for 2 there. She's got 9 in the game, and the lead is 34-33. Here's Holthouse, Nemaha Central, and Holthouse is going to be called for a double dribble. Turnovers were an issue in the first half for Hiawatha. Now they're an issue in the second half for Nemaha Central. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 7:12 left in the ballgame. 34-33. Nemaha Central by 1. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Nemaha Central 34, Hiawatha 33, 7:12 left in the ballgame. It's been a game of runs scattered throughout. Second quarter, the run was for the Thunder. Third quarter, the run was for Hiawatha. Now it's a one-point affair with just over 7 minutes left in the game. These two teams played back in December. Hiawatha won that one 46-38. Here's Lears, top of the key. Now right side, it goes to Delaney for 3. That's too strong. Battle for the rebound, and Pierce has it. Now Lindstrom in the corner, no good, and a rebound for Larkin. Nemaha Central holds there, gets it back with a one-point lead. Gannstrom left side into the corner with Dollinghouse. Puts it on the dribble once, down to the top of the key with Henry. Gannstrom gets it back left side, works towards the sideline, now kicks it back high right to Henry. Henry and Gannstrom play back and forth. Now into the right corner, it goes to Dollinghouse. Now Henry open for a right wing 3. That's no good. And a rebound for Lindstrom. Chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. It's Delaney, high right, backs up. Omaha Central sitting in that zone defense. Lindstrom in the right corner. Ganstrom closes out quickly. Good pass inside to Lears. Kicks it to Madsen, left corner. Now top of the key to Pierce. 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. 1 point Omaha Central lead at 34-33. They're extending this zone out. Delaney having some issues with it. But gets it off to Pierce, left side. Now Lindstrom, top of the key again. Closed out quickly. They want to go inside. Good. Front. Larkin comes away with a steal. That is nicely done defensively by Ella Larkin. Now Ganstrom gets it up the floor. They have numbers. Dollinghouse, good extra pass, and Holthouse with an easy two. Dollinghouse, beautifully done. Turned down a good shot for a great shot. Holthouse with 17, 36-33, Nemaha Central. Lindstrom for the tie. Book it. Just like that, a triple from the right wing for Clara Lindstrom, and we're tied at 36 with 5:10 left. Here's Dollinghouse up the floor quickly. We'll take it all the way. Layup no good, but a foul on Madsen. Madsen picks up her second. Team foul number three. This puts Cammie Dollinghouse to the line to shoot two. 2 points, couple of rebounds in the game for Dollinghouse. Free throw up no good. She's now 0 for 2 at the line. Lakin Leipold back into the game, replacing Delaney for Hiawatha. Got 5:06 left in this game. We're deadlocked at 36 all. Second free throw, in and out, no good. 0 for 2 trip. We stay tied. Rebound Leipold. So Hiawatha chance to retake the lead. Here is Lears at the top of the key. Now gets it off to Pierce. They get it to Lindstrom in the right corner. Reversing it around to Lears. Now into the corner with Lindstrom. She's cutting baseline and working from corner to corner against this zone defense. Get it inside. Difficult shot is up and good. As that one is Leipold, who now has 8. And it's a 2-point Hiawatha lead at 4.5 minutes left in the game. 38-36 Redhawks. Ganstrom, Larkin inside, looking for Holthouse underneath. Shot no good, but a foul. Good extra pass by Larkin. Holthouse had the positioning, and Lindstrom has picked up her fourth. So with 4:22 left, Lindstrom has 4 fouls. Nobody runs to the scorer's table as Holthouse buries the free throw. It's her first trip to the line tonight. She's got 18 to lead all scorers. She's a 58% free throw shooter. As Garrity checks in for Dollinghouse, 38-37 Redhawks. Holthouse a chance to tie at the line. And she does. Spins it in there. She's got 19 in the game, and we're tied at 38. 4:20 left in the ball game. And now a whistle and a timeout for Hiawatha. Clock at 4:18. It's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in to our Big 7 League hoops tonight. Another final just getting in from the TBL on the girls' side. Frankfort gets to 9-5 as they knock off Blue Valley 54-24. Keep up with the final scores. The always free MSCSports.net. Locker room chats back on the air tomorrow and a Thursday. There's only a few more weeks left of our locker room chats as we got just a few weeks left in the regular season. You'll blink an eye and Substate will be here before you know it. It's how quickly these things move along, and every game amps up the importance. The latter more you get into the stretch of the season in February, not only for league title implications, but for Substate seeding. Out of the timeout, it's 38-38. With 4:15 and counting, Hiawatha with the basketball. Pierce left side, top of the key to Lindstrom, works around to the right wing, now kicks it to Madsen. Now she'll kind of casually dribble to the right wing. Now gets it back in the corner from Lindstrom from three. That one is no good, and a rebound and a foul. It's going to be on Hiawatha inside on Leipold, which is her third foul. Team foul number four, correction now number five. So Hiawatha has one more foul to give before Nemaha Central's in the bonus. So Nemaha Central now with it back, tied at 38. Now under 4 minutes left. Ganstrom, top of the key, bouncing it to Holthouse in the right corner, looking for Garrity inside, and too much mustard on it. And a turnover. And it goes back to Hiawatha with 3:47 left. Good atmosphere here at the Roundhouse. More fans continue to pile in. Of course, with the winter weather expected this evening, some of these games were pushed up. Not this one. Hopefully Mother Nature stays kind and doesn't dump too much on us. Here's Lindstrom, a pass inside to Madsen. She's quickly doubled, swings it left corner to Lears. Now back to the top of the key with Pierce. Now Lears gets it back. Free throw line extended pass to the right wing. It's Ganstrom. Ganstrom guarding Lindstrom. Got Ganstrom guarding Lindstrom. Ganstrom face guarding Lindstrom the entire possession as they want to get it to her inside. Too much. Garrity had a chance for a steal. There's a missed shot inside, but a rebound by Holthouse. Leipold had an opportunity. 3 minutes to go in the game, tied at 38. And there's a deflected pass. Larkin throws it away, and another steal for Hiawatha. Now they have a chance to retake the lead. And Garrity comes away with a steal, took it away from Leipold. 2:45 and counting. We're deadlocked at 38. Ganstrom staring down a 3-2 zone defense. Surveys. Two guards up top, Ganstrom and Henry. Tries to split two, wants to go all the way, and she is going to draw the foul. Nicely done there by Ganstrom to split two defenders and take it to the rack. And the foul is on Madsen, and that is her fourth. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Ganstrom will shoot two, a chance to take the lead. But she's off on the first, no good. Ganstrom, 4 points, couple of rebounds tonight. 52% free throw shooter on the season. Chance to give her team the lead. She does. She goes 1-for-2. 5 in the game for Ganstrom. 39-38. Nemaha Central under 2.5 minutes left in the game. Now another timeout's going to be called by Hiawatha. I think it's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. So again, the importance of this game. As right now, Nemaha Central 5-2 in league play. Hiawatha is 6-1. Hiawatha number 6 in Class 3A. According to the KBCA, Nemaha Central was ranked early, took a couple losses, fell out of the rankings. But they have won 6 of their last 7 games and have been one of the hottest teams outside of Hiawatha in the standings. Hiawatha started 7-0. Lost their lone game to Sabetha, but have won 5 straight since that ball game. So again, arguably the two hottest teams in the league tonight going at it. And we got a 39-38 Nemaha Central lead with 2:25 left in the game. Hiawatha with it. They're into the floor. And here we go. Pierce has it. Right side to Lears on the wing. They want Madsen up top. Has a pass deflected, and Holthouse is going to come away with a steal. Monster defensive play by Holthouse. Now Henry working around Pierce. Gets across the timeline. Gets it to Larkin. Short corner to Garrity. Back up top to Holthouse on the wing. A reset up top to Henry. Larkin at the free throw line. Steps in. Had it knocked away. Tipped in the air. And a Lindstrom steal. Lindstrom up the floor. Chance to take the lead. Under 2 minutes to go now. 39-38 Nemaha Central. This is Pierce, top of the key. Now Leipold at the elbow. Double, bouncing it off to Madsen. Back up top to Pierce. Under 1:40 to go. Hiawatha down one with the ball. Lindstrom skips it left side to Lears, and another timeout for Hiawatha. This one is a full, so we'll follow suit. 93 seconds left. 39-38, Nemaha Central. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Why give to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital or Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation? Give because you care and because we care. Your children were born here. A grandparent spent a month here. Many lives have been saved here, and you probably know many of them. We often forget the impact healthcare has on our lives unless we're in the center of a medical emergency. Donations to the hospital and foundation are tax deductible. You can play an important role in the strength and growth of the hospital by making a gift during your lifetime. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
1:33 left in the ball game. 39-38. Nemaha Central by one. Hiawatha with it out of the timeout. They go inside to Madsen. Kicks it back to Lears. They swing it. Pierce for three. This one not there. Rebound Ella Larkin. Huge rebound for Larkin. Nemaha Central getting it back with 1:15 to go and a one-point lead. They get it up the floor. Larkin, now right side to Gantstrom on the wing. Holthouse in the corner. They go inside to Garrity. She turns, kicks it back to Henry up top. Now Holthouse in the right corner. Garrity inside with a minute to go. Turns, fires, missing, and a battle for the rebound. It's Larkin with an offensive rebound, and I think we get a whistle and a foul. Thought a timeout might have been called, but that's not the case. We got 55 seconds left. Was it an inadvertent whistle? It might have been. It's still going to be Nemaha Central ball with 55 seconds left and a one-point lead, 39-38. Both teams in the bonus. Garrity at the free throw line to Gantstrom. A right corner three. Got it! Darren Gantstrom from downtown, the biggest shot. It's a four-point lead, 42-38 with 42 seconds to go. As now we get a whistle and a timeout for Hiawatha. What a shot for Taryn Gantstrom. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 41 seconds remaining in the game. Nemaha Central 42, Hiawatha 38. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
The 4 points, Nemaha Central lead, 42-38 with 41 seconds left in the game. Big possession here for Hiawatha out of the timeout. They get it right side to Lears. Curls around the arc. They want Lindstrom left corner. She'll fire a contested three, and they're going to call a foul on Gantstrom. So Lindstrom is going to shoot three as Gantstrom picks up her third foul. And Clara Lindstrom will shoot three free throws with her team down four. And the first free throw is up and good. She's got 13. 42-39. At 34 seconds to go. She is calm, cool, collected from the line. She makes the second. Makes it 42-40. Again, just 34 seconds left, and she goes 3 for 3 and has 15. 42-41, Nemaha Central with the 1-point lead in the ball with 30 seconds left. They get it up the floor to Henry on the right wing. She is doubled, and a whistle and a foul. With 24 seconds left, a one-and-one opportunity coming up here for Mackenzie Henry. They get Pierce with the foul, her second. Big-time free throws coming up for Mackenzie Henry. She's 0-for-1 tonight at the line, but makes that one. And she's now into double figures with 10. Makes it 43-41. Nemaha Central with 24 seconds left. Second. Too strong. Rebound underneath, and guess who? It's Ella Larkin, and a timeout, Nemaha Central. Monster rebound for Ella Larkin, and a timeout for the Thunder. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 43-41. Thunder with it out of the timeout with 21 seconds to go. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with it, letting some clock run down, and there's the whistle and the foul as Holthaus will go to the line for a 1-1. She was fouled by Pierce, her third. So 12 seconds remaining in the game. Nemaha Central leading 43-41, and Holthaus will shoot a 1-1. She's got 19 tonight, 6 rebounds, and the first free throw is good. 20 points for Addie Holthaus, and a chance, if she makes this, to give her team a 4-point lead. And she missed it. Madsen the rebound, so an opportunity to tie the game. Here's Pierce, right side, 5 seconds to go. Madsen has to throw up a long two. It's no good, and that's going to do it. Nemaha Central survives in a huge Big 7 lead contest. And when it's on the road here at the Roundhouse, 44-41. As our post game begins after a timeout, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Nemaha Central gets by in a big win on the road, defeating Hiawatha 44-41. Post game is next here on Kansaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
What a win on the road for Nemaha Central. They win it here at Hiawatha 44-41. And we'll let you know what that does to the league standings. But again, just a masterful performance to come away with the win here on the road against a team that had lost just one game until tonight in Hiawatha. As the win for Nemaha Central gets them to 10-4, now 6-2 in Big 7 league play. Nemaha Central with that win again, 10-4, 6-2. Hiawatha with the loss, they drop to 12-2, also now 6-2 in league play. Let's get you the final numbers in this game, and we'll announce our player of the game momentarily. And we'll start with Nemaha Central, who jumped out to a one-point first-quarter lead but had a 10-3 advantage in the second quarter. They took a 25-17 halftime lead. But Hiawatha came back, scored the first 8 points of the third to tie it, and back and forth we went from there. Hiawatha outscored Nemaha Central in the third, 12-7. Thunder led by three going into the fourth. Both teams scored 12 points in the fourth. Nemaha Central with the win, 44-41. Addy Holthouse, the 5'10 junior, magnificent, 11 in the first half, 9 in the second. She finished with 20 points and 6 rebounds. She was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was Mackenzie Henry, who had 10 points and knocked down 3 threes. Taryn Ganstrom had 8 points, 6 of which in the second half. Ella Larkin had 4 points. But boy, was she important. 15 rebounds for Ella Larkin to go along with those 4 points. And a lot of those came on the offensive end. And she grabbed the biggest offensive rebound of the game with about 20 or 30 seconds left, roughly. Mackenzie Henry had just given her team the lead with a free throw and then missed the second free throw. And Ella Larkin came away with a big offensive rebound that kept the possession alive. And then it was Addy Holthouse that went 1-for-2 at the line. It was a 2-point game at that point, and then Holthouse was able to make it a 3-point game at the line. Hiawatha had a chance, but the possession really wasn't there and ultimately settled for a long two by Madsen that was no good. Even if it would have went in, Nemaha Central still would have won the game, but exciting stuff down the stretch. But Ella Larkin big with 15 rebounds. Also, Cammie Dollinghouse in the books with 2 points tonight. For Hiawatha, they were led by Clara Lindstrom, 15 points, and 12 of those in the second half. She was 6 of 7 at the free throw line, 8 apiece from Lakin Leipold and Darcy Lears. They got 7 and 5 rebounds from Bailey Pierce. They also got 3 points from Sarah Madsen. Hiawatha turned it over 18 times. Nemaha Central with 17 turnovers. Both teams shot 14 free throws. Hiawatha hit 9 of 14. Nemaha Central struggled. They were 5 of 14, but hit a couple big ones when it mattered down the stretch. And the Thunder with the rebound advantage, 29-21. Again, in the rebound category, Nemaha Central with that advantage. So, again, both of these teams after the final tonight sit at 6-2 in Big 7 league play, trying to get an update on Jefferson West and Holton. As Jeff West entered tonight with a 7-2 league record. Now Hiawatha and Nemaha Central both sit at 6-2. And then Sabetha also entered tonight with a 5-2 league record. So ultimately, you could get, if Sabetha wins tonight against Riverside, you'll have four teams with just two losses in the league standings. That would be Jeff West, Hiawatha, Nemaha Central, and Sabetha. So much still to be played out, but a really big win for Nemaha Central to keep pace towards the top of the league as they look for their fifth straight Big 7 league title. Time now to announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Go to bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Addie Holthouse is our player of the game, the 5'10 junior, the leading scorer with 20 big ones tonight, 6 rebounds, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. But a close second, Ella Larkin with 15 rebounds. But Addie Holthouse consistent, 11 in the first half, 9 in the second, 20 points and 6 rebounds for the 5'10 junior. So Addie Holthouse, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So that's going to wrap up our first broadcast here tonight with the Nemaha Central girls victorious 44-41. Both teams now sit with 6-2 league records. Now time to transition into the boys' contest. Nemaha Central, they've been a top team in 3A all year. They are 12-1 and 6-1 in league play. They are trailing undefeated Royal Valley atop the standings. Now Hiawatha comes into tonight's game 6-7 and 2-5. We'll send it back to the studio for about 5 or 6 minutes, so hang with us. We'll come back in just a short time to get you set for the boys' tip-off. Again, Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, second of our doubleheader coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. So we'll send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman will take care of you, and we're back momentarily for the second game of our doubleheader in just a quick moment. Stay with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.